How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Paula is next here on 97.1. Hello, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Well, so I used to work in the music business, and I lived in New York. And one time we were in this small club, and Keith Richards and Jim Belushi walked in. John Belushi, I'm sorry. And the crowd races to get to autographs, you know, and they're bugging Keith, and Keith's signing autographs. Well, there's one kid in particular was like standing on my feet and sitting on my table, and they're like pushing people around, and he wheels around to me and he said, look, I got Keith Richards' autograph. And I looked down at the autograph and I looked at the where Keith and Belushi were sitting, and I looked at the kid. I said, that's not Keith Richards, that's Ron Wood. And he was so disappointed.
So was it Ron Wood or was it actually Keith Richards?
No, it was Keith. It was Keith.
Okay, but so you were just messing with him.
Huh?
You were just messing with the kid?
I was messing with him because he'd been so annoying. He was like sitting on my table and standing on my feet. And I just, so he was just devastated.
He walked away believing that was true, huh? So yeah. You were the person serving up the misinformation.
Yeah, I was the one that gave the, but I did it on purpose.
Yeah. I'd be happy with a Ron Wood autograph.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it wouldn't be a big surprise that you would see Keith Richards with Belushi, you know?
That's kind of cool.
Thank you for sharing, Paula. All right, let's get to our cheese question. Today is National Cheese Day, and we are stopping the show to ask important cheese questions once an hour, all day long here on Carson Anderson. All right, Kang, what do we got this hour?
All right, boys, Doug Gator, what is your favorite cheese to eat by itself? Just no, you know, not on top of anything, not with anything, not, you know, not spread onto anything, just eating cheese.
Oh, man. There's one that
I've got a new favorite.
I can't find anymore. And years ago, when I was a kid, I was at a friend's house, and my friend's mom had cut up like little cubes of this cheese, and I literally can't find it anymore. And it was like a yellow cheese, like an American type, not American, but like a cheddar type cheese. But it had little bits of like pepperoni in it, like just tiny little pieces of meat in there. It was so
and
good.
Cubed?
Yeah. And well, she ended up cubing it.
Oh,
it came in like
it.
A block
it came
of cheese
in a block?
And
okay.
She, yeah, would cube it. That to me was amazing. And I've tried to find something like that ever since, and I've never come, just haven't been able to do it.
Okay, so I brought one today because I've got a favorite cheese that I eat.
Snack cheese.
Yes, and I've got it. I don't know the name of it. It's kind of a weird thing. I can only get at one store. So I'm going to run, go get it. Oh. Kang, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I'll answer while you run. All right. Get Doug. You know it's high in protein. That's why
100%.
You know, it's like one of these snack healthy.
It's like low milk.
Skim 2% maybe.
Yeah.
I wish I could come up with something more exciting, Gator, but mine's going to be just the cubed cheddar cheese.
You know, like, wrong, man.
Like, you know, like when they come with the crackers or the vegetables or fruit, you know, like if people are drinking wine, I just like to eat the cheese. Like,
I love like just various cubed cheeses that you can get that are like for hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. I love it. Like, that's my first go-to if you go to some party or an event and, hey, here's the cheese and cracker table. I'm like, hell yeah, let's go.
Do you like string cheese?
I do, but it's more the novelty, you know, peeling it off and then.
Is it more of like a kid cheese? Do you see grown adults eating the string cheese a lot, or is it?
Yeah, I imagine this guy across from me probably does.
What's that?
Doug, you like string cheese?
It's okay. I don't love it.
Just okay. See,
yeah,
just the thumb of cheese.
Just the thumb.
Okay, these you can get at Bush's. These aged cheddar cheese Kerrygold cheese sticks are so stinking good.
Can't hide money.
Do they serve it to you in like a tuxedo? Or how does this work?
Right. No, you get them in a package of like 10 of them.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like me to unwrap that, please?
So, so good.
It looks good, actually.
Aged cheddar cheese snacks from Kerrygold.
I'm kind of on it right now.
You going to share some with Gator?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I love these things. I value them too much. Maybe I'll bring in some tomorrow and you guys can try. Okay. But I'm looking for, this is my post-show snack on the drive home, so not giving that up.
All right,
so
one
this
more.
Is my favorite kind of piece, of favorite cheese to eat.
I thought it would. We thought it would say something like high protein. Or,
yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Sure. I can imagine the jokes. Fat. Were
no, it's right Kerrygold. So you know, it's straight from Ireland.
It's really good. Bush's is the only place I've seen them. The supermarket chain.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Favorite food with the cheese in the name. Like it's got to have cheese in the name, right? For example, like mac and cheese. All right.
Oh, boy.
Like, pizza doesn't count. No, I guess you could say cheese pizza, but I'm not counting that.
I grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese sandwich is a classic, yeah, easy.
I love a grilled cheese sandwich, a little tomato soup, dip it in the soup.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you,
yeah,
not you, you're not the, not the red
turkey
meat.
Burger. Yeah, yeah, but it's cheese. Yeah. I just get dismissed.
Anything else, Doug?
Completely dismissed.
I'm going to go chicken parmesan. Parmesan.
Well, Parmesan's a cheese. It's literally a cheese.
It doesn't have to say cheese. It can be like just, you know, a type of cheese. Doug, you'd be like turkey and Swiss.
What do you mean?
That's in the name, right? Turkey and Swiss.
A turkey and Swiss sandwich? Yeah. Turkey and Swiss sandwiches are pretty much money. So, yeah.
Cheese dip.
You love dips, though.
I love dips.
Yeah.
Do you like cheese dip more than other dips? Like queso? Do you like queso above of guacamole or salsa or... Five layer.
I would probably be more like if you had a little bowl of guac and a bowl of queso and then a bag of chips.
Where are you going first?
I'll probably start with the guac, but I'm going to finish with the queso. And I'm probably going to knock down more queso than with the guac.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I love guac, but queso, man.
when you build with your own bowl, both you guys.
Yeah.
What type of cheese do you prefer, the shredded or the queso?
Shredded.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys just became best friends.
I don't ever get queso.
I knew you wouldn't.
I have nothing against pump cheese. I like pump cheese a lot. And sometimes it's better than regular.
You just took away my answer for when Kang asked, what's an overrated cheese?
Oh,
the pump cheese?
Pump cheese.
Boy, if you have to pump the cheese, you don't like it?
Sometimes it just makes more sense. Like if you get chili cheese fries.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
that
like.
That way it makes way
and
more
I've
sense.
I've had them both. Yeah, like the shredded cheese, but then you gotta melt the shredded cheese, and then it's different because it.
No, it's totally different.
You end up pulling it up in a clump. You get a clump of 10 fries because the cheese is melted on it. But if you get the pump cheese, it kind of seeps in and gets in all over all
way
the fries.
Way better.
Yeah.
You ever go to a place where they just like lay a slice of cheese on top and like put it in the microwave or something? Like that's not cheese, right?
That's not enough. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's easy for me to be dismissive of pump cheese because I don't get cheese fries, but I think.
Why don't you get cheese fries?
Because I think the fry is good enough naked. It doesn't need to be cheesed up. But like pump cheese, if you go to a game and get nachos and there's pump cheese.
In fairness, most if you're going to get the cheese fries, it's a chili cheese fries, and Doug's not going to go for the chili on it.
That's very true.
Is one
of your questions, what's an overrated cheese? Or is that not going to be one of your questions?
Yeah, it was. But okay. You can answer it now, though. I can come up with more, man. I got
all
more.
Right, yeah. Well, I was going to say pump cheese or cheese heads. Cheese heads are the worst. Overhead, you can't see around them. I didn't realize that until I sat behind a cheese head, a Packer fan at a game. You can't see around the damn cheese head if you're right behind him.
Yeah, what game was that at, Thung?
It was at a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
You were there.
I know. I was with you. It was awful. Our seats at the 50-yard line. Yeah.
Well, we were in level seven. And right. Yeah, it was the one in Dallas.
Obstructed by
cheese
heads. It was
literally obstructed view because of the cheese heads in front of us. I was like, wait a sec. These shouldn't be allowed in stadiums.
No, they shouldn't be. That's a big mistake.
If you're sitting behind one of them.
It's gross.
Pain in the ass.
Totally gross. Never should have happened.
I mean,
first world problems, right? Yeah. I mean, my Super Bowl seats, but
my most overrated is going to be controversial, and I'm embarrassed to say it, but to me, it is pepper jack.
Ooh,
because sometimes it can be too powerful, and it overpowers whatever it is I'm eating, and it's no bueno.
Okay, K Kang,
so I
real
guess
quick.
It's overpowering pepper jack as opposed to just plain old pepper jack.
Real quick, overrated?
God, I feel like I love all cheese. It's a tough one. I'm up against it. I'll have to tell you after the break.
All right. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.